Funded by a $1 million grant from the Department of Defense, the new Mobility Challenged Veterans Center will carry out cutting-edge research on the design and use of prosthetic limbs. Dean of the university's College of Health Sciences, Randy Lambrecht, says the goal is to help some of the more than 36,000 soldiers wounded in the Iraq War, many who've had their arms or legs blown off by roadside bombs.
I mean, these are young people with a full life ahead of them, and they want to go back to some of the activities that they had before. In the long term, what we're trying to do is take the current technologies and make them as mobile and get them back into the mainstream of life.
UWM will work closely with the Milwaukee Veterans Hospital and the National Telemedicine and Advanced Technology Research Center. Lambrecht says a major focus will be improving the way prosthetic limbs interact with the stump of the arm or leg they're attached to. He says the goal is to create materials that don't cause the pressure and chafing wounds that often develop on the stump.
We have engineers, we have therapists, we have outcome assessment folks all working together on futuristic technology that is more adaptable to a person's daily living.
The new center will also be training physical therapists to help amputees learn to use their new limbs and adapt to the technological innovations the center hopes to be developing. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.